From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news between Friday, September the 9th through Sunday, September the 11th. I'm Philip Grant. Roger Hannigan-Gilson is reporting in the Register Star that hundreds of people gathered on Saturday, September the 10th in Hudson 7th Street Park in a vigil for Haley Schmidt, the 21-year-old Copeg woman reported missing on September the 4th. On Saturday, the body of a woman was found near Old Post Road on the border of Ghent and Kinderhook around 3 a.m. The Columbia County Sheriff's Office and the Columbia County District Attorney's Office are investigating, along with the New York State Police. District Attorney Paul Chyka said the matter is being treated as a homicide, but, and I quote, all unattended deaths are treated as homicides until they are proven otherwise, end quote. Stacy Cowley reported in the New York Times that workers in New York State who receive their wages on prepaid cards will gain consumer protections next year. Under the new rules, employees paid on debit cards must be allowed to make unlimited free withdrawals from their cards from at least one ATM located, and I quote, a reasonable travel distance, end quote, from their home or work. The rules also prohibit charges for monthly maintenance, account inactivity, overdrafts, checking a card's balance, or contacting customer service. Companies will also have to offer their workers the option of being paid either by cash or check. They will no longer be allowed to require their employees to accept a payroll card. The new safeguards are reportedly among the strongest in the nation. An estimated 200,000 workers statewide are paid through debit cards. The new rules are scheduled to be released this week by the State Department of Labor. Gary Allen is reporting in the Chatham Courier that the Chatham Board of Education is seeking public input to inform its superintendent search. Superintendent Cheryl Nusaforo has announced she will retire at the end of the current school year. The feedback received from faculty, administration, students, non-instructional staff, and community will be used to create a candidate profile and compile selection criteria to be used during the search. To gather this information, the board will hold two forums on Monday, September 12th at 6 p.m. and 7 p.m. in the Chatham High School Auditorium. For those unable to attend the forums, a survey is available online through September the 30th at ChathamCentralSchool.com. Paul Grondahl reported in the Times Union that more than 50 environmental activists paddled kayaks and canoes along the Hudson River on Saturday, September 10, protesting the Pilgrim Pipeline. Dubbed the People Over Pipelines Flotilla, the protesters blew plastic whistles and affixed signs to their watercraft that read, "No Pilgrim Oil Pipelines." The proposed 178-mile double pipeline would move Bakken crude from the Port of Albany to northern New Jersey and then send refined crude back to Albany, largely along the I-87 corridor. Pilgrim Pipeline Holdings has argued that moving the highly flammable material by pipeline would be safer and more environmentally friendly than moving it by rail or barge. The flotilla participants strongly disagreed, with chants of "water is life" and a large banner that read, "Keep it on the ground." The event was organized by People of Albany United for Safe Energy, known as PAUSE. Audrey Mattot reported in the Greenville Pioneer that sewer costs are going up in Greenville. The town board voted last month to raise the sewer fees to $110 per quarter, an increase of $14. The last raise increase was in 2007. Greenville is financing a 30-year loan on the sewer district extension, and the financiers of the project recommended the rates be increased to create a fund balance for future repairs. Supervisor Paul Mako said, and I quote, "We have been under one consent order after another, and the old plant is getting switched over to the new one, and there is a lot of uncertainty with what it's going to take us to operate that plant in terms of cost," end quote. Amelia Teasdale reported in the Columbia paper that the Ichabod Crane Board of Education heard from three candidates interested in filling an open seat on the board during a public meeting held last week. The vacancy was created by the resignation of John Chandler. Brandon Colunio, Daniel Cohen, and Michael Stead each hoped to assume the one-year term. Stead previously served on the board on an interim basis, but failed to win election in May. He is a teacher employed by the Chatham Central School District, and his three children are Ichabod students. Colunio is a recent graduate of Ichabod Crane High School. He is currently attending Hudson Valley Community College. Cohn is employed by the IRS locally and is a pastor at a Stuyvesant church. His children attend Ichabod Crane Schools. Following the public conversation, board members convened behind closed doors to discuss the appointment. The board hopes to fill the seat prior to its September 20th meeting. And now for the weather, the National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a sunny day for today with a temperature high near 78 degrees. For Monday night, it will be mostly clear with a low around 50. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Tuesday, it will be sunny with a high near 83 degrees. Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 61. And on Wednesday, a chance of showers, partly sunny with a high near 81 degrees. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 52. Sunrise today was at 6:32 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:09 p.m., providing us with 12 hours and 37 minutes of daylight, about 2.5 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Weekend in Review for today, Monday, the 12th day of September 2016. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.